This is the Composer's Datebook for November 2nd. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1873, this music by the German composer Johannes Brahms received its first performance by the Vienna Philharmonic. It was titled Variations on a Theme by Haydn and was a big success at its premiere. Brahms must have heaved a great sigh of relief because for the past 18 years he was struggling to complete his first symphony, unconvinced that he had the right stuff to pull it off. In the summer of 1873, he wrote his Haydn Variations as a kind of personal test to see how audiences would react and to bolster his own confidence as well. Lucky for us, it worked. Brahms returned to work on his first symphony, which he managed to complete after another 3 years of perfectionist tinkering and revisions, and he went on to write 4 symphonies in all. Also on today's date in 1990, the 4th Symphony of the American composer Lou Harrison received its premiere by the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Much of Harrison's music has been influenced by non-Western traditions, especially Javanese gamelan music, and his Symphony No. 4 is no exception. Harrison was 73 when this symphony premiered, and he dubbed it his last symphony, apparently agreeing with Brahms that 4 was enough when it came to symphonies. When asked what would happen should he decide to write still another, Harrison quipped, "I'll call it the very last symphony." Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price. The markets may be uncertain, but institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price's disciplined investment approach to help reach their long-term investment goals. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.